Fox's Den is an award-winning podcast series dedicated to learning more about the culture, character, and spirit of what makes the Yorkville School District so unique. The series takes an in-depth approach to learning more about a person's why and their journey to Yorkville School District 115. Welcome to the Fox's Den. I'm your host, Brent Edwards, and on this episode, I talk with Yorkville High School Student Council President Annie Wolf and Vice President McKenna Edwards. Listen as we discuss why student council is so important to them, what it was like planning all the events during homecoming week, what they do to get away from the everyday grind of being a high school student, and what they wish they knew as freshmen to make the experience even sweeter. You'll see why I sang that at the very end of this podcast.
What's good is to security, right?
The good issue with security.
That's what it's all about. So let's just get right at it. So I didn't realize that I was going to be in the presence of royalty when I started this.
Oh my goodness.
What was it like being the homecoming queen? I mean, how long did you practice the wave?
I didn't expect it at all. It was like maybe like a week before, my boyfriend was just like, oh yeah, we should run for it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we got voted. And so it was surprising, but it was really fun. It made my week a lot better. I did not do the royalty wave. I should have.
Why not?
I should have practiced it. It just wasn't there yet. It wasn't ready.
Maybe next time. But you're a senior.
Yeah.
So there might not be a next time.
Not a next time.
Unless you're homecoming queen for college.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they do that.
Yeah, I don't know if they do.
Maybe. I don't think that's a thing.
Did you enjoy the parade and everything with sitting
fun.
In the convertible?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did some weird guy come up at you with a camera?
Then
you're in video. That'd be me.
Yeah. Oh, you. I forgot about
that. There was another weird guy. It wasn't you. It was another weird guy. And McKenna, you actually missed the parade because where were you?
I was in Minnesota for a cross-country meet.
How did that go?
It went well. Our team got sixth, which was really kind of unexpected, but super exciting.
How was the trip up there? I mean, was it a long trip?
No, it actually flew by really fast. Obviously, it was still 6 hours, I think, or 5 hours or something, but it went by so fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now, this is the first time we're having two guests on at the same time. Normally, the podcasts just have a single guest, so now you guys are the inaugural, multi-guest, I guess you'd say universe. But so, this is McKenna Edwards. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay. And Annie Wolf. Say hello.
Hello.
There you go. So hopefully out there, you guys can... tell the difference between their voices, but they all actually kind of sound the same. But all right, so let's get at it. So homecoming week was just last week, and it was packed with so many fun things to do and get involved with. What does homecoming week mean to you?
Well, honestly, if you go back from like the start, homecoming is just always one of those things that you look forward to, and like obviously everyone says once homecoming's over, it's like, oh, what is there to look forward to? Because honestly, like homecoming week, the game, all the activities afterwards, all the dress-up days, like, it's just, I don't know, I feel like it kind of brings the school together a little bit. Everyone's really involved, and, like, it's just a fun week to be a part of.
Yeah, I would say the homecoming week is probably my favorite week of the year, just because there's so much, like, to do. We have the movie night, we have the bonfire, we have the parade, we have the game, we have the pep assembly, and I think just, like, all of that combined in one week is just so cool with the dance and just having, like, all the students together because we're brought together so much. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, like, makes the school spirit really high, and it's kind of, like, the only week where, like, it just is, like, it's just so much in one week. It's stressful, but it's also so, so much fun.
Yeah.
It brings the whole school together.
Yeah, it brings the whole school together.
Yeah, because now, like, this week, now it's, like, okay, I have nothing to do tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't have all those activities after, even though, like, last week was jam-packed. Now it's like, what now?
And you're both seniors, but it's also a time where the freshmen, who are just new to the school, can feel like they're involved with everything, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you guys, like, actively try to bring freshmen into the fold when you're planning things, or?
Like, through student council?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of active freshmen, like, participating in everything, like we were decorating for the school, and honestly there was a big turnout for the freshman class, so that was good and exciting to see. And I think it helps to have like freshmen in student council, because then they spread the word about like the dressing up to the academy people, because honestly, with the more people that dress up, like the more fun it gets.
What was your favorite dress up day?
I like Country versus Country Club, yeah, because that was a new one. Usually, like all the other ones we've done before, but this one was new, so that was exciting. Yeah.
And I always like Decades Day too, just because it's fun.
Yeah.
What decade did you go as?
I did the 70s.
Nice.
Cute.
Did you have a big like afro like disco pants or something?
No, I had drop down disco flare ball pants and yeah, peace sign headband. And
oh, nice.
The glasses.
Yeah.
What did you go as?
I wasn't there.
Oh,
yeah, I was at
the meet. We were on the way to Minnesota.
Oh, was that? Oh, that was Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Well, you dressed up in the bus, maybe.
No.
Sweatpants, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, how involved does the student council get with when it comes to homecoming? Like, do you plan all the events? Do you decorate the gym? Do you get the DJ?
So I mean, student council is like kind of runs the whole thing. Obviously, other clubs take part in like decorating and stuff. Like NHS have people come to decorate, and I know other clubs and sports, and obviously like sports are part of the parade and like the other schools, but student council like decides the dress up days and decorates and decides the activities and like runs them because we volunteer at each of the activities.
Yeah, student council is kind of like the base behind all of the homecoming activities. So like we plan the movie night, we plan, like she said, the spirit days, we plan just like all the entire week. It's kind of just like the student council body, like all kind of like choosing it and putting it together. And we decorate together. We do all of that together. Mm-hmm. And I think being part of student council really helps you get into like the school spirit, say like before like homecoming week.
Yeah, because it definitely
adds to
it. Yeah, it definitely adds to it because you get to have your own say in what you want to see in your homecoming week. So, like, being a part of student council, you get to put out those ideas, and student council doesn't just decide on everything. Like, a lot of things become surveys, like, after we've narrowed things down, and then we put it out to the student body, or we will survey even just in student council. So, like, being in student council, then you get to decide. You
know? I kind of want to be part of student council.
Yeah,
I
mean, come join.
I'm kind of mad I wasn't student council when I was in high school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, now I hear all this stuff, I'm like, man, I wish I was involved with that. I was a loser in high school. Just kidding. So, who picked the movie?
Okay. That was actually that was like last minute. It was like literally before the meeting, we're like, make a list of 10.
Yeah, Miss Sims was like, make a list of 10 movies, like the officers. So we made a list of 10 movies, and then we had the student council body vote on it, and they voted Grown Ups. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a good choice.
I think everyone liked it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it was well attended, I hear.
Yeah,
it was. So all of the events were very well attended. I feel like.
Yeah.
I heard it was like the biggest homecoming week ever.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know that, but that's exciting.
In the past years, we had to deal with COVID, that's so true. Honestly, we wouldn't know, like, the turnout difference.
That's true. COVID, kind of messed a few things
and
up.
And freshman year, like, I didn't really know, like, I didn't know if that was a big amount or not.
Oh, wow.
And then, sophomore and junior year, it was just COVID.
So, really, you guys are actually sophomores because of COVID?
I mean, I guess
a little bit if you say it like that,
right?
Yeah.
So with that, I mean, if you had to select a college right now, would you go to a college if it said we're all remote?
Oh, no.
No.
Absolutely
no
not.
No way.
You have to wear your mask. You have to go to...
Absolutely not.
This is a little different now, isn't it?
I would take a gap year.
Take
a gap year.
Me too.
So you spoke about Miss Sims. Is she the sponsor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the main in charge. And then we have other sponsors. We have Miss Peck and Miss Como.
Yes.
And how amazing are they? Do they help out a lot?
They're all great. They're so super amazing. Organized. They keep everything. We say something and they like type it down real quick. So they're great. Yeah,
so they really allow the students to lead. Mm-hmm.
They definitely want us to like have all the say in everything. They just make the purchases, I guess. But they are so helpful.
They're the money behind the purchase. So with all the planning that was involved during the homecoming week, were you able to enjoy any of the activities throughout the week yourselves? And if you did, what was your favorite?
For me, so I went into homecoming week being really scared that, like, I wasn't going to be able to enjoy it because I have so much, like, part of it. And my mom was kind of saying that, too. She was like, make sure that you're, like, in the moment and having fun in the moment because it's your senior year. It's your last year. Make sure you're having fun. And so that's kind of what I tried to do this year. I obviously volunteered and helped a lot, but I tried to, like, be in the moment, and it helped so much because I think I had the best homecoming week that I've had ever.
Wow.
Yeah. I think, like, being a part of student council, obviously, like we were saying, like, we have a big part in running things throughout the homecoming week. So, like, that was the part that was getting a little tricky because you obviously wanted to volunteer, but then you also wanted to have part in it. So, like, Miss Sims was really flexible with things. Like, I know we volunteered for the movie night, but obviously, like, you can still watch the movie. Mm-hmm. But then, like, the bonfire, we didn't volunteer. Like, you were able to just go to the bonfire. Yeah. The parade, obviously, I wasn't able to volunteer for it, but that one's another one where, like, once you set it up, then you can go and enjoy the parade. So, yeah. Like, it kind of worked out where you could do both and still, like, enjoy it without having to stress, like, oh, dang, I can't go, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was my first ever, like, high school parade to be involved with. And yeah. I mean, it was lined up. People from side to side. It was huge. Mm-hmm. A couple of times, I thought the people were going to shut down the parade because they go into the middle to get the candy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, get back. Here comes a Jeep. You know, it was fun. Yeah. But they just loved it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smiles everywhere.
Yeah. You know? It's definitely good having, like, the elementary schools and everything in the parade because then it brings so many more people because, like, mm-hmm. obviously then, like, oh, my teacher's in the parade. I want to go watch it or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The bonfire, that was pretty big. I think.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I thought
the
bonfire was huge.
See, and I've never been to the bonfire before.
Really?
Like, that was my first one. And I thought it was big, but people were saying that it's been bigger.
Last year, the bonfire was insane. Really? I think we had the fire department there. It got so out of hand.
It was so hot. I literally was sweating.
Because it was already like 90 degrees outside plus the fire.
Yeah, it was hot. No, I saw people with sweatshirts. They were like, wrong decision.
Yeah, and everyone's crowded around like the stage thing, and it's I don't know if you've like heard about what we do at the bonfire. It's like it's usually like dance offs, rap offs, mm-hmm. and it's kind of crazy. And last year I had to get shut down because a guy crowd dived, and that happened a lot this year too.
Yeah, no, he did.
Did they catch him?
The same guy, right?
They catch him last year?
No, they never do.
They don't do it on purpose.
Everyone
just kind of backs away, and
it's just like no, don't jump, and he jumps, and then they
and it's the same guy.
It's like a couple of them.
Don't name any names.
No. It's like a couple of them, but hey, I mean, it's entertaining.
It's definitely entertaining.
I think everyone has that in their Snapchat memories, a video of him jumping.
I know, I do.
I do.
Wow.
Because it's funny. But
maybe you can get like TikTok famous or something.
Oh my goodness.
No, one of them got on like Instagram, remember?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I showed you, He was like, well, I don't even know what the account was called, but anyways. Yeah, whatever it was.
Wow.
So, no, people were DMing me like, is this kid from your school?
Oh, like other people, wow. Okay.
Yeah, other schools.
Well, maybe he's a local celebrity now.
He is now.
Local celebrity, yes.
Hopefully he didn't get a concussion.
Let's
just check that out.
Bonfire is definitely the best event.
The bonfire, like just no matter what?
For out of the week, the bonfire is
it's definitely fun. The most like eventful.
Yeah,
like there's so much that happens in that little period of time.
Do you ever take a survey afterwards, like, and ask everyone what their favorite part was?
No, we've never done that. But I just feel like most people go to the bonfire. Well, I mean, I don't know. That was literally my first time going, but it was most entertaining.
See, I didn't know about the dance.
Yeah, you didn't even know about the dance.
Yeah,
you're like,
you don't have to put me on blast here.
Sorry.
Wow.
No, because you're like, where was everybody? I was like, around the corner.
Yeah, there's like a little stage thing.
You can see it on the drone video. You can see all those people over there, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I thought there was a DJ over there or something.
No, yeah.
No.
Dance off.
I might have gone over there and
gotta get up on the stage.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a chance. I heard our Jesus showed up, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that on
one
of the videos.
Yeah.
Yep.
good stuff.
Okay, so, for the night.
What other activity? What, let's jump back. What about Powderpuff and that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Powderpuff is fun.
Yeah, Powderpuff. It was my first year participating in Powderpuff.
Wait, did you play?
Yes, I did.
What position? Do you remember?
Something on defense.
Oh, something on defense. I heard that's in the book. So
yeah, I was on the line. It was fun. It was so much fun. I've never done it before. And because I wanted to do it my senior year before I was done with it. I just wanted to do it at least once, and it was actually so much fun. Seniors won.
Oh yeah,
so
good for you.
Fun.
Unfortunately, I guess I could have done Powderpuff, but it gets hard because they have like practices and stuff.
Yeah, they have practices when we have other meetings.
Yeah.
So that was kind of difficult. Also, I didn't know if I don't know.
Yeah. Well, with running and you didn't want to sprain an ankle.
Yeah, I didn't want anything to happen right before the meet.
Yeah.
But I went. I've gone to Powderpuff each year to watch because it's just fun. It's fun to watch and fun to like see your friends play on the field and everything.
See if they have any talent.
I've always wanted to like see the boys do the like the cheerleading instead. Because like some other schools did that. I don't know if it was Morris or other schools have done it where like the boys do the cheerleading while the girls go out and do football. And I've always wanted to do that.
But they didn't do it here?
No, they don't do it
here. Maybe next year. Maybe next year. Maybe like
this will be the start of it.
Yeah, this will be the start. Roll it out
right
here.
Roll it out right here.
I think that'd be fun.
Listen, all you boys out there, start doing some cheerleading activities for the Powderpuff next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get it ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get it ready right now. All right, that'd be fun.
Start stretching.
You might just end up on the gram for the district's account. So
yeah, exactly.
So what other activities or events does the student council plan or get involved with throughout the year, just overall?
So we do, obviously, a bunch of the spirit days and spirit weeks. We have one before winter break, right?
Yeah.
And then I think one or two more throughout the year. We kind of decide later on when we're going to do those. So we definitely do that. We do decorating for, like, holidays and stuff. We do teacher appreciation activities. So, like, passing out little goodie bags to teachers. Or, like, I know previous years we've done hot chocolate carts and stuff, like, going through the school to teachers. We do those type of things throughout the year.
Yeah,
I think we do a lot more, but
right.
We meet every Thursday.
Yeah, we meet every Thursday.
Okay, well, let's get into that then. Tell us about student council. How many students are in the club? How often do you meet?
So we meet every Thursday.
Yes.
At 7:05. So everyone stop by. It's open to anyone.
Yeah, it's open to anyone. You can come at any time.
Yeah, 7:05 in the LGIR. So every Thursday.
How many members are there right now, do you think?
That's a good question. I honestly don't know, but there's been a lot more this year than there has been in past years. Just because of COVID, there were not very many people. But this year, we've had a lot more of the underclassmen. We've had a lot of freshmen coming in, and it's just been, there's been a lot more, I feel like.
I feel like last year, we literally only filled up, like, the first two rows in the LGIR, but, this year is definitely a lot more, which is exciting. I still feel like we're not to the full amount that it was freshman year.
Yeah.
I remember our freshman year, the student council was pretty big, but that was also when we did, like, 8 a.m. meetings, they call it, and they would bring donuts and stuff, so I think that drew people in, but
there you go. Cheerleader for the guys and donuts for everyone else.
Exactly, Yeah, I definitely think our numbers are growing. And even, like, throughout the meetings, like, each meeting, I feel like we get a couple more people, which is super exciting.
So why is student council so important to you? And, like, what would you tell someone to try and come out and support it?
I think it's just important because, like, if you have a say or if you have something in mind about what you want to change about the school or something that you want to implement into the school, like, student council is kind of where that happens because then things that we talk about in student council gets moved over to, like, the
admin.
So then things get passed through the admin. And so, like, if you have something you want to add to the school, then that's where it happens.
I think just starting to get involved, like, your freshman year, I think that student council is probably the best club to get involved in just because that's where you're going to be able to have a say. And it literally goes straight from Ms. Sims to admin, what your ideas are. And she'll pretty much take anything and just see what admin approves. And I just think that, like, being involved with student council and homecoming week and all the different spirit days just helps you become, you feel like more of a part of the school and get into the school spirit. And I think just being involved in your school throughout, like, your high school years is just so important, just to have fun and just be able to have that connection.
It's well said. So, outside of student council, I mean, it sounds like you guys, this is like, for what you just described, it's like that's the only amount of time that you have in the school day is about student council and what you're doing. But what other activities and clubs are you involved with? I mean, band, theater, sports, dance. What do you guys do?
Well, I'm on varsity dance team, and then I'm in a couple other clubs. I'm in Key Club, and then I don't even know. I'm in a lot of clubs. But then I'm in National Honor Society, Math Honor Society, Social Studies Honor Society, and then We used to have like a dean's advisory meeting, but I don't know about that this year.
Wow. wow. Okay. That's where do you find time to sleep?
No answer.
Flex time. Yeah.
Next question.
Next question.
I sleep in my car when I'm driving to school.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow, that's a lot. Congratulations. That's huge to be a part of so many things. Really, it is. Wow.
I'm also on the varsity dance team, and I'm on the cross country and track team, and I'm part of student council, NHS, National Art Honor Society, the SALT, so student athlete leadership team, and then.
Andy just said, "Oh yeah, me too."
And,
like, don't forget that one.
Well, I was a part of
student ambassadors too.
Oh, yeah, student ambassadors. I'm not a part of student ambassadors, but Teens Reaching Youth. I was part of it. We haven't had like any meetings yet this year. I'm still a part of that. I don't really know yet about that one, but
And how are your grades based on all this stuff?
I mean,
you don't have to, are they good? You don't have to say like what.
Yeah,
it's a struggle to keep them up. But it's manageable.
Yeah.
To be honest, the meeting, like, being a part of all these things, it's like you're listing them and people are like, oh my gosh, like, you're so involved. Some people,
yeah, it's really...
some people are like, it's like, wow. And then other people, it's like, okay, you know, like, settle down.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I like being involved and it's not like a chore to be involved in these things. Like,
no.
The meetings, you have a meeting like once a month. Like at NHS, we meet once a month.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like being involved with these things, and I like feeling like I can take part. I don't know. And like, I just like being a part of like all these different things. Like, you just know so much more about like what's going on in the school because each thing has a different part in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, like, I like doing that, and I like doing the service activities and all that stuff. So it's something that interests me. So it's not really like a chore to be a part of all these things for me, at least.
Wow. I'm tired just hearing what you guys are doing.
So you're one of those people.
I mean, it's just like, okay, settle down, tryhards.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Wow.
Hey, all right, Chapman hates that word.
What, tryhard?
Tryhard.
Oh.
Tryhard.
You know, you guys are exceptional. Thank you for, I mean, this is amazing. Well done. So take us outside of high school. What do you do to get away from the everyday grind of being a student? What do you guys like to do outside of all those clubs and activities?
Sleeping.
Yeah.
If I have time, sleeping. I mean, like I said, I run, so that's.
I mean, do you like read books? Do you go to movies? Do you?
I wish I read books. Like, I want to read books. I just
too.
Like, I if I open a book, I fall asleep.
I'm sure your social study teacher loves it.
Because if I have the time to like read a book for pleasure, my body's like, all right, finally a time to rest. Go to sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't. I've tried. I want to read books. I have them stacked up. Can't read them.
How about you? What do you?
That's me too. Yeah. I wanted to get into reading, but for me mainly, I get involved in my church a lot. That's kind of what I do in my free time. I just I'm involved in that pretty much every day of the week, it feels like. But I that's something I really, really enjoy.
So thinking about, did you have something? Were you going to say something else?
No, I was just going to say on Sundays I help with the 8th grade confirmation class at St. Pat's.
Man, just add Smith on and on.
And I also work, so that's not really like to get away from stress, but it's just something else that I
do. You have a job?
Add to the stress, I guess.
Yeah, I have a job. I don't really work it very often, though, just because I don't have like time to...
Wow.
To work.
On top of all that, you also have a job.
Good Lord. It all fits in there somewhere.
It fits in somehow.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are going to be amazing in the real world when you get out with all the time management skills that you have. You don't probably realize the time management skills that you have already. So that you'll be highly sought after because of the time management skills that you've already put in place. Congratulations. That's insane.
Thank you.
I just, hope I'm at work on time. And I 4 minutes away. So... Have you started thinking about what's next? What might bring college, work, a gap year, travel? What's next?
Gap year. Definitely college. I'm looking for, a four-year university. Hopeful to run in college. I've been talking with a couple coaches, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
To look forward to. I don't know where I want to go yet or what I want to do, but something probably in the, media communications realm or medical field. And obviously those are two very different things, so that's why I'm struggling to decide.
Well, you might know somebody in communications and public relations.
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know.
I'm not really sure what I want to do yet, which is kind of scary for me because I'm, like, applying to colleges. I'm probably just going to end up staying local and going to community college just so I can figure it out. But I'm kind of leaning towards either business administration or getting into, like, ministry.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure on what I want to do yet.
Yeah. The world is wide open for you.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
For you, that's for sure. And based on everything you've talked about and what you're involved with, you have a lot of different avenues that you can explore mm-hmm. and be very mm-hmm. successful at. So as seniors, here's a couple questions on the side that I didn't have on it, but I just like to throw them at you sometimes. What questions do you wish adults would stop asking you?
Oh,
for me, it's what do I want to do with my life? Because I just don't know yet. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that's like kind of same with me, but then on the second level, it's like you say, oh, I'm not really sure, and then it's the, well, you don't have to know. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. Sure. I get it. And it's not really a question. But it's just like, I swear, every time someone says that. But that's
you've
like,
got plenty of time.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, so many times.
You don't need to know. It's like, I've heard that more than
so once. On the flip, what questions do you wish adults would ask you?
That is hard.
Well, we can come back to
that. Yeah. I'm not really sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, I wish they would ask us, you know, like, you know, how's life treating you?
Or yeah.
How are you today? You know, what made you smile
sometimes,
this week?
Sometimes I do wish that, like, teachers and stuff would just, like, check in with, like, how you're doing. Like, actually, like, want to, like, get to know, like, how you're actually doing, like, before they care about your schoolwork.
Yeah, and, like,
okay. And some teachers do that.
Yeah, but I definitely feel like a lot of teachers have been getting better at it, quote-unquote, like, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to say. But a lot of teachers do, like, reach out or, like, ask, oh, like, how'd your meet go on Saturday? And, like, mm-hmm. that makes you kind of feel good.
It makes you feel important. It feels like they actually want to get to know you as a person and, like, they care. Yeah.
Like, even though it's, like, not that big of a deal, I don't know, it's just, like, my gym teacher literally was like, how's Minnesota? And I was like, well, I didn't even know she knew I went to Minnesota.
Doesn't that just blow you away that when someone else takes an interest in your life mm-hmm. outside and you didn't even know mm-hmm. that they knew mm-hmm. what's going on. That's when it's real special.
That's when it's like, okay, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. So there you go. Boys, get ready for cheerleading. Yeah.
Student council, bring back the donuts.
Bring back the donuts. Yes. And teachers check in with the spirit of the student, not just did they get good grades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so let's do some speed round questions.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't have this for you, but there's just speed round questions. And just fire them off. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Dunkin' or Starbucks?
Dunkin'.
Starbucks.
Favorite phone app?
Snapchat. TikTok.
What cartoon do you still like to watch?
SpongeBob.
What you want to write?
Scooby-Doo.
Okay. I feel you made that up.
What?
I feel you made that up.
Well, no, I'm actually, so someone was talking about that yesterday, and then I was like, dang, yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, so Scooby-Doo. That's why that made me
think. Pizza or burgers?
Burgers.
Oh, burgers.
Okay. Yeah, messy or tidy?
Tidy.
Tidy?
Okay, well, I like being tidy, but sometimes my room is a little messy.
Oh.
I love
organization. Right now, I'm pretty messy right now.
Yeah, I feel like my room
after
is like,
homecoming week, it's just a disaster.
My room right now is just an example, or like a visual of my life right now.
Yeah.
Oceans or mountains?
Mountains.
Oceans.
Okay. Dance or sing?
Dance.
If you would not have said that, I was going to do something here. I don't know.
A question for you. Dance or sing?
Both. Can you do both?
You can't say both.
Sing.
Okay.
Can we hear some singing?
Pardon me?
Can we hear some singing?
Yeah, can we get that on tape?
No. my voice isn't warmed up.
Next time. Next podcast, I expect a little intro. You got to sing the intro.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, a little jingle.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that just for this one.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do it just for this one.
Okay.
All right. You have to add like a stay tuned to the end so that they know why you're singing though.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well done. So you are into communications and PR. I like that. Well done.
All right.
Wow.
Maybe
just
okay. So
it out.
I always like to end our podcast with other folks with a serious topic or a serious question. But for you guys, this is what it's going to be. So, as seniors, what do you wish you knew as a freshman that would make your experience even better?
Don't waste your time being with people that tear you down. Just I've said that before, but surround yourself with people that bring you up, and mm-hmm. don't worry what other people think, because in the end of the day, people really don't care. They just are worried. They're worried so much about what other people think of them. They're not worried about you. So just do what you want to do. Wear what you want to wear. It doesn't matter. Be you. Let's go.
I mean, that's, like, so well said. Just, it doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks in high school. I think so many people tear themselves down and try to be something that they're not in high school. And with friendships, too. I think just trying to surround yourself with people that are going to bring you up and make you a better person and just not really caring what other people think, too. And then, again, like, just getting involved in your school in high school, I think is just so important because it definitely made my high school experience so much better.
Yeah, honestly, like, if I was only a part of, like, cross country, I don't know. I would never have been a part of the dance, and, like, I like doing those things and, like, decorating, like I was saying. Being a part of things just, it makes it a lot better, so reach out to things. Even if, like, your friends don't want to be a part of things, because that sometimes is the case, you can still do it if you want to, you know? Like, that goes along with, like, don't feel attached to other people. Be your own. Do your own thing. That's what I would say.
Well, Annie Wolf, President of Student Council, McKenna Edwards, Vice President of Student Council. Varsity dancers, lovers of donuts, I guess.
I guess.
Thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.